Hello and welcome to Patchpod, episode 6. I've had a couple of weeks off and now I'm getting back into it. But before we start, I need to tune my guitar. So let's do that together. Turn this C414 input mic off now and let's turn on the patch. Okay. So, what's the plan for today? Well, about 2 weeks ago, I ended up starting, I started going into my marking period for the job that I have, which is as a tertiary educator in the music production space, which always absolutely ruins me, both creatively and productively. I understand that it's a necessary evil in my job. And I know that it is also helpful for my students, and I do enjoy the process of giving them feedback to their hard work. It's just, it does remove, I guess it kind of puts like a quantifiable number on their skill level, and I don't love that, but it is part of the job, and I do love my job, and I love the students that I work with, so I can't complain too much. So with that, there was a couple of weeks off the podcast, and I also had a gig during that time with both Mugen and Cosmic Sound Explorer, and we're starting a band in the Eurorack performance space. Keep eyes out for that. We're going to be working on some productions, some recording soon. We got a live recording of the performance we did, which I'm particularly excited to share with you guys. And that'll come in time. We're just editing it and mixing the tracks and thinking of a band name. So, yeah, if you're any good with band names, we need help. Bad. Before I call it, like, Rings into Clouds or something. So, anyway, so a project that I've been wanting to start for a while is creating a soundtrack to the silent queer film Nas Masculines. Let me get the director up for you. I'm not very good with names, especially international names. Nas Masculines by Francie Rickenbach. This is like it's a silent film. It doesn't really have any story per se. It's a series of portraits of intimate, queer, nude, stuff like that. It's beautiful. It's a stunning piece of cinema. And when I first saw it, it was, I guess it made me yearn for a time where being queer or being gay had a particular innocence to it that we kind of don't really get to experience today. I think the closest we get to experience this is maybe Heartstopper or something along those lines. And yeah, I'm so privileged to live in the time where I live as a gay person, experiencing, you know, less homophobia than most. Not no homophobia, but less homophobia than most. And it doesn't really impact my day-to-day life, except for when I'm playing Call of Duty. But then I kind of put that onto myself by going into such a toxic and... I mean, I add to that toxicity just as much because it's a good release, I suppose, in a safe environment, alas. So anyway, this film is really just a series of nude or semi-nude portraiture that explores youth and queer youth, especially throughout, I believe it's France, in that time period. It's gorgeous. I'm yet to see his other films. I want to see his movie called Last Spring. That's on my list, but I've wanted to rescore this for a while. And I tried doing it in the Portrait Patch series, and there's like a demo of it up on the up on my YouTube channel. But I wasn't particularly happy with the outcome of it. It was a bit harsh to the ear, so I just, you know, reset that. I got the first song down, and what you're hearing, I'll play a little bit of it in the background. Well, the live version. I have a recorded version already with some Rhodes piano. Since I have, this is Mangrove running into Three Sisters. It's a bit more hectic on its own than I sort of anticipated. And then I have Platts, is usually sitting around this range in the bass line. Jumping, which it will make it in there soon. I'm just waiting on my teletype to arrive and fill up this little corner here of the case, and once that does join in, there'll be a 6 HP space there for Beast chalkboard, though I'm thinking I probably need to get myself a 6 HP VCA and try and work out another way of doing octave jumps. That's a bit more in line with how I was feeling. Bringing that bass a little bit more. Which I love. Up next I have Rings. Naturally, Rings into Clouds. Down a lot more now than I used to, and I'm much happier with it. I'm still just trying to work out how I can make it into what I feel is, you know, suitable. So it's in the case for now. it just takes up so much space for what it does, even comparison to beads, which is what we're going to be actually exploring in today's patch. Is actually the filter for my pad, so I'll turn all the other sound sources down. And it's beautiful. I love Cubase. It's working as both like a percussive element and also for my pad. So good. I mean, that's like an entire song on its own. So anyway, that's the backing pad for the track. But what I wanted to do today is I wanted to explore introducing my guitar into the equation, and maybe putting together a second song or something like that for the piece. But before I dive into that, let's actually have a quick look at what my case is doing right now, because if you're watching on YouTube, you'll actually be able to see my case, and you'll be able to see that it's a lot neater than it usually looks if you've seen my videos or come to one of my live shows before. My case is usually a complete bird's nest of chaos, but I have taken inspiration from my friends who I've been joining that band with. We call ourselves, as a joke chat, the Sound Wizards, but they're both really organized with their patches, especially Cosmic Sound Explorer, or Adrian, if I speak about him during this podcast. His case is like permanently set up the way that it is, and I've never been that guy. I've always like pulled my patch apart, which is something I'm going to talk about a little bit further into this session, because I wanted to have a bit more of a discussion about ADHD and modular synthesis and the kind of relationship between the two of them, which is something that I have been experiencing a lot of lately. But this, how can I explain it? This organization of this patch, I put this entire case together a couple of times, pulled it apart after patching it once because it just felt like it was too congested. One second, I'm making a minor change now. Just felt like it was super congested, and all of the patch cables were sort of sitting in the top part of the front row here, and it just made for absolute chaos. So I realized that it was the performance mixer that was doing that, and I moved the performance mixer up to the top right of the bottom row, and that has allowed for me to create space and access really to all the different parts of the case, which I'm really, really happy about. Top row is my mutable, with an upside down C legs over here, which would be in today's patch. And then, actually, it already is in today's patch. It's an effects end. My mannequins row is kind of empty, but it has expanded. I recently bought another Just Friends module and also a mangrove module. I sold one of them. So I have two mangroves in the case. Cold Mac, which I'm using as a crossfader / VCA. I'm definitely going to find more use for it, because I feel like I'm underutilizing Cold Mac at the moment. But I'm not going to lie to you, this module just confuses the ever-loving shit out of me. So yeah, I'm going to need to work on that. And then What else do I have? Yeah, like I said, teletype's coming over here. I have a submixer down here, which is a four stereo channel Ericsson's submixer. And I'm just running that directly into... What am I running that into? I'm running it into the mix-in of my desk, so it, of my mixing module, so I can just use this as a mixer. And then I'm also running it into... Magneto, and Magneto is running into channel 8, so channel 8 for me is going to be like an extra effect. Let's actually see what's going on here. Let's see if I can get something into it. There we are. Yeah, I'm going to need to get some vibes happening there. But my effects end at the moment is Sea Lakes, and I'm just running a bunch of things in there out into Sea Lakes, and that's like a bit dirty, a bit noisy. Let's actually just turn all the other sound sources down, and let's go to get rings. So it's this like ultra effects. Bit of noise. I love that digital sound. Let's turn rings up into that. Sick, and that's also going into Magneto as well. Let's get Magneto turned up. Just a bit more clarity. And the good thing is I can actually feedback loop it, which I haven't tried yet, but let's actually give that a go. I can send, so Sea Legs is going into the submixer, and then the submixer, whoa, there we are. Ooh, hello. And then the submixer is going into Magneto, and then Magneto is going into channel 8. Then I can actually run channel 8 back into Sea Lakes and reset that over again, so creating a feedback loop. I'm actually going to give that a try. Sitting in the top. Bring in the bass. Essentially have three full echoes or delays going on in the chain here. Which is kind of the beauty of it, really. So, let's turn off that feedback loop for a bit. Let's bring it back just to the QPass and Morphogene. Alright, so I do have a microphone preamp set up over here underneath my broken Norns, but that's another story for another day. Got a factory Norns and grid coming from Mono. I'm exceedingly excited to work with those guys and get one of those in my rack, in my setup. So, alright, I have a Pico input, two Pico inputs over here. The one on the left here is actually running, so the preamp obviously drives the sound in. If I click in front of my microphone, I've got an AKG C414 set up over here that's going to be capturing my guitar today, and that's running directly into Beads, the texture synthesizer, and I am excited to see how that sounds. Now the output of that is running into my submixer, into channel 2, so I'm going to turn up channel 2 now. Let's see if we're getting any sound. I'm going to turn down all the other sounds in the submixer. The timing longer for this, so I'm going to change this to the orange mode. Let that little click that would have gone through settle. And then I've got to work out a guitar piece for it. So my song is in C minor. Well, my piece. I do have a capo here. Hello. So I should be able to, thinking something like that could be pretty. Thank you. so I have frozen that. Let's bring in the wet version. Pitch attenuator was a bit skewed. That might be what's causing the strange pitch sounds. That's a bit better. Filter after the in the chain for it, to be honest. Put it back to normal pitch. See how this goes. that texture now, the guitar. Let's send that into the sea legs. Sounds. taking action on some of my delays here. I'm going to need to put that one into my little loom here of cables. Second Just Friends that I have, I wanted to use it in the same way that I would usually utilize my Just Friends before I used Norns. Excuse me, sneeze. And this is by using it as like a polyrhythm gate function. Which then allows me like 6 LFOs or gate triggers essentially, and I can do cool things like polyrhythms across the board or this idea of being able to freeze all my delays and stuff. That's sick. That's really, really cool. What else can I freeze? I could freeze clouds. I still do have teletype on its way, but I really want to use teletype as like I know it's a very expensive clock malt, but something along those lines. Where's my freeze CV for? Clock in, clock out, tap, clock in, freeze. Does Magneto have a freeze? I thought it did. It has a pause. Could be kind of, maybe that's what it's good for. For my repeats. At the end of the day, it is called modular synth, so might as well modulate. Ooh, okay, I'm into that randomly. I mean, it's like a 1 minute modulation, so it shouldn't happen too often. I say it's happened twice already. Speed. Alright, I'm also now going to try the... Ooh, there we are. beads, doing beads things. Let's try another freeze with the... Okay, so now clouds is in freeze. Let's hear when that goes into freeze. There we are. I'm going to turn everything else off. Let's have a listen to rings. Listening to clouds. I might also modulate the blend mode for not feedbacks. That'd be crazy. But the stereo width. Right, turning down that effects end of sea legs. As well. All right, that was a bit harder to get in than I thought it was going to be. Let's modulate the position knob on clouds. Thank you. try and modulating the volume of this synth lead. Consistent, because I'm going to be using a lot of this for my research as well. I've got some gigs coming up, one at a new bar in Melbourne called Quad Club, which I'm really excited about. There'll be a gig with the band, which is currently nameless. If you've made it this far and you can think of a band name that can help us, let me know. This patch.